Sue Today received the following letter from reader Robert Nelly on Mark Carney taking over from Justin Trudeau as Liberal leader. During Mark Carney's speech at the Liberal Party of Canada's March 9 event announcing the results of its so-called race, Carney outright insulted Justin Trudeau within a spitting distance of him, while Trudeau smiled and applauded. Trudeau sat in the front row with his children, so that they can all see his humiliation? At the top of his speech, Carney thanked former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, praising him because he took courageous and historic decisions, and telling him that, "You inspired me over the years. And now to have an opportunity to continue your tradition of fiscal responsibility, social justice and international leadership." The implication being that Trudeau did not make the courageous decisions regarding fiscal responsibility. Trudeau appears to not clap, but everyone else does. Then Carney acknowledges Trudeau by stating, "My time does not permit me to recognize all of your accomplishments," but then highlighting Trudeau's strength and compassion, again implying that Trudeau is weak while Chrétien was strong in his fiscal responsibility. He then proceeds to praise Trudeau more concretely, but in French, while the CPAC telecast did not carry a French translation and the CBC's translator was inaudible. In French, Carney praised Trudeau for lifting children out of poverty, while in English he is simply praised for compassion, without elaboration. Does compassion mean lying on the floor like a mat so Mark Carney can walk on over it, because that's what Trudeau has done? Carney praises Liberal MPs in somewhat of a condescending fashion, calling them the voices of the community and the conscience of the party, which means they are irrelevant outside of gaining publicity for their betrayal of Trudeau and dragging the Liberal Party down in the polls as a result of those betrayals in December. That their quest to raise their own sense of power by eliminating Trudeau will not translate into actual importance in Carney's new administration, and they will continue to be relegated as beings of conscience in distant and irrelevant communities, no longer tools for Carney to have used when putting the knife to Trudeau. Carney then proudly states that he is reversing Justin Trudeau's core policies, while Trudeau smiles and nods like a dolphin. "I am a pragmatist above all. When I see something is not working, I will change it. My government will immediately eliminate the divisive consumer carbon tax on families, farmers, and small and medium-sized businesses. And we will stop the hike in the capital gains tax." Then, the incarnate Mark Carney appears to look down at Trudeau and smiles an evil laugh of pure joy at having witnessed Trudeau's humiliation. As Carney twirls the knife of betrayal that is lunged into Trudeau, Carney stares into his eyes, and Trudeau looked back, unable to fight back. Robert Nelly, North Bay.